Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzer with you today. The congressional version of Elections Matter. Back on that in just a moment.
Well, neighbors, it's 2016, and Stillwater Milling Company is celebrating 125 years of service to Oklahoma agriculture. Longevity doesn't just happen. It's a matter of being innovative, providing products customers want and need, and backing them up after the sale. Stillwater Milling Company provides all your agricultural needs in Stillwater, Claremore, Davis, and Perry, and they distribute their A&M livestock feeds at over 125 dealers across the state. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 800-364-6804 for the A&M dealer nearest you.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 12th, live from Superior's Fort Worth, Texas studio. Selling 20,000 head, 900 Holsteins, 4,500 feeder steers, 2,600 feeder heifers, more than 11,000 wean calves, and 800 bred stock. Don't miss Superior's video auction February 12th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
There's been a lot of focus on who will claim the White House after 8 years of the Obama administration. But according to Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their nation's capital, he says you also need to be watching very closely the Senate elections this fall, as we could see a flip in the control of the upper body of our U.S. Congress as well.
Elections matter, don't they?
Yeah, they do matter. Because not only are we looking at who occupies the White House, but we are truly looking at who controls the Senate. I do believe that the House is pretty safe. You're not going to see much of a shakeup over there. The Senate, however, could change control. The Democrats could retake the control. So we have to keep that in mind as we look at a whole new administration coming in with their regulatory regime and what they may want to try to do to the cattle industry.
Obviously, an election year always means it's hard to get much done in D.C. Are we almost through with what can be accomplished this year?
Well, that is a great question, Ron, because a lot of folks will tell you that, yeah, we're already through with what we can accomplish. I'm not to that point yet, and I think that's really looking at what the Speaker has laid out. Speaker Ryan has been very successful in his term, and he has said that he's going to continue to work throughout the year. Specifically, he wants to work the appropriations process through regular order. So with that, I think he's really going to hold these committees to holding hearings, to actually move in bills, so they could work through the spring and into the early summer. Now, once they leave for July recess, I think that's probably it. But we could probably get some work out of them here in the spring.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. Does appear there's little opportunity in Congress right now to move forward on a TPP ratification. Not even sure at this point exactly when the Obama administration will officially submit it to Congress for an up or down vote. Also out there as an issue that needs to be addressed, and there's some urgency about this because of the Vermont state law that will go into effect later on this year, the middle of the year, that would basically demand mandatory labeling of everything that's got a GMO ingredient in it. Pat Roberts working on a solution in the U.S. Senate. According to Woodall, the cattle industry watching this issue because of how you might define a GMO.
GMO labeling is still being hotly debated on both sides to try to find some sort of vehicle to move. This is one that we have been watching very closely just because we do not want a situation that is set up where a program would be put in place to say that if an animal ate GMO feed, that they would have to be labeled as a GMO product. Just because I eat a strawberry doesn't mean I become a strawberry. And we need to make sure that we're keeping that in mind here because we got to really look at are there physiological changes within the animal? And there's no science to support that. So that is something we're watching very closely.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.